what I was thinking too is maybe his whatever he's, you know, that ClearNote software OS that he's running on top of everything. Maybe the Pi Zeros don't have enough horsepower to do it with these new versions of All-Star. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm curious. Maybe I'll shoot him an email and just say, dude, I wanted one of those. But I'm sure there's a reason. It's definitely not Pi availability anymore.
Right, right. Well, if you email him, let me know. I won't then. But, yeah, that's crazy, because that thing is such a cool little package. You know, even if you don't run it with the little UPS. But you know, I like it for that. When I say that it reboots, it's very, very, very rare. And it could be any number of things. It could be, I think I might be having a little trouble with my Pi Sugar. There's also the other one. There's a Pi Sugar, and then there's another one out now. So, you know, there's a couple different ways you can go there. I definitely think that whatever my issue is, it's with me. And it could be just, you know, maybe I don't have good, you know, my pins aren't making good. The Pogo pins aren't making good contact or something. You know, so there could be any number of reasons. I just do not think it's anything to do with the ClearNote. So, but yeah, I'll be curious to know because I love mine. I mean, I really do. It's my favorite little device. I rarely take anything else with me. And, you know, as much as I'm a fan of, if they made one full duplex that actually worked full duplex, and, because I tried that one from that guy, Hotspot Radio or whatever, and his is hot garbage. You know, not that he has anything like ClearNote, but hold on, I'm going to hold my goods.